Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the 6th week of Easter, May 13th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth.'" There is a tenderness in today's gospel that is easy to miss if we rush past it. Jesus says, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." These are not the words of someone withholding truth out of distance, but of someone who knows the limits of the human heart. He sees them. He knows their fear, their confusion, their attachment, their grief. And instead of overwhelming them with everything at once, he promises something better. "When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." Not dump truth upon you, not force it into you, but guide you. There was once a woman who had spent years caring for her aging mother. Day after day, her life became smaller. Appointments, medications, sleepless nights. She loved her mother deeply, but she also felt trapped, exhausted, and quietly resentful. One evening, after a particularly difficult day, she sat alone and whispered, "Lord, I don't understand what you are doing. I don't even know who I am anymore." Nothing changed immediately. There was no sudden peace, no clear answer, just silence. But over time, weeks, then months, something began to shift. In small moments, she noticed a tenderness growing in her, a patience she didn't used to have, a deeper compassion, not only for her mother, but for others. She began to see her life not as something taken from her, but as something being given, offered in love. Years later, after her mother had passed away, she reflected, "God never explained it all to me at once. But somehow he led me into understanding, not with words, but by challenging my heart." I guess this is how the Spirit works. Jesus is not saying that truth is too harsh for us. He is saying that we are still becoming the kind of people who can receive it. There are truths about suffering, truths about love, truths about surrender, truths about who God is and who we are in him. And often, if we were given the full weight of them all at once, we would turn away. Not because they are wrong, but because they are too much for us to carry in a single moment. So God, in his mercy, unfolds truth gradually, like dawn, not lightning. The Spirit of truth does not simply inform us. He forms us. He teaches not only by ideas, but through experiences we would not have chosen for ourselves, through relationships that stretch us, moments of silence that feel empty, but really aren't, quiet moments within the heart that we can barely name. over time we begin to see differently, that once confused us begins to make sense, what once frightened us begins to deepen us, what once felt like loss becomes mysteriously grace. In contemplative spirituality, we learn that truth is not something we grasp, it is something we are led into. This requires trust. Trust that God is not late. Trust that not knowing is not failure. Trust that the Spirit is already at work, even in what feels unclear or unfinished. Sometimes the most faithful prayer is simply, "Lord, I do not yet understand, but I am willing to be led." Where in your life do you feel like you don't yet understand? Where are you asking for clarity, answers, or resolution? Jesus' words today invite a shift, not from questions to answers, but from control to trust. You may not be ready to hear the full truth of this moment, but you are not alone in it. The Spirit is already guiding you quietly, patiently, faithfully, into a deeper truth than you can yet see. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, gentle guide of our hearts. You who know us better than we know ourselves, lead us patiently into the truth we cannot yet bear. When we are confused, give us trust. When we are weary, give us quiet strength. When we seek answers, teach us to receive your presence. Unfold your truth within us, not all at once, but in the way our hearts can receive it. Form us, shape us, and draw us ever deeper into the mystery of Christ, who is the truth that sets us free. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to join me here each and every day in my hermitage, where we consider a passage from Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.